Welcome to Dome Patrol Premier League.
Hello and welcome to this week's Dome Patrol United Premier League podcast. We've just come off the back of an international break. International breaks suck, I'm going to be honest with you. Just as the season starts to get going, they send everybody off all around the world. And we'll come on to the issue with that in a minute because there's some controversial stuff going on with FIFA and Brazilian FA and all sorts of things like that today. Since we've last recorded, there's been a full weekend of Premier League fixtures. There's been a transfer window. Nothing really exciting happened in the transfer window, but we'll cover that when we come to it in a minute. And we'll preview this week's games, which start tomorrow. Joining me this week, as always, is Ben. Ben, are you okay?
All good, James. Good. Thank God the international week is finished and the season starts here.
Well, you hope it starts here.
Yes, the season starts here for me. So.
Yeah. Right. So, like I said, it's been a while since we last spoke, before the third round of fixtures. I think we'll start with the transfer window before we go on to do a quick review of the last set of games. I think there's only one place to start with the transfer window this year. Don't you, Ben? There's only one real place we can begin.
Yeah, I think Tomiyasu coming in from Italy is going to be a great sign. No, obviously, there is only one place to talk about, and that is Cristiano Ronaldo returning to Old Trafford. I didn't know he returned, to be fair. I haven't heard much about it over the last week and a half.
Yeah, it's been quiet, hasn't it? Yeah, it's been such a low key.
There's been an announcement every day about it. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, look, as a United fan, I am giddy with excitement over that tomorrow. I've tried everything I can to get a ticket for the game. They are like gold dust. I mean, it's you know, some United games you can get tickets fairly easily. You know, I was offered one ticket and they wanted 700 quid for it, and I'm like, eh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, seriously. Now you're probably going to be able to pick one up outside the ground cheaper, but that's you know, don't worry about that. Well, can you now, even with the way they do digital tickets and COVID and all sorts of things like that? But anyway, the atmosphere inside Old Trafford tomorrow is going to be insane. I'm very jealous of my brother-in-law, Chris, that for those of you who listen to podcasts Ben and I have done on the Saints, Chris is the Rams fan that came on some of our podcasts every now and again. But, you know, the transfer kind of came out of nowhere. On the Thursday, it was being rumoured that he was going to go to City and that City had agreed a deal and it was all going ahead. And then on the Friday morning...
How did you feel then? Oh, so I know some Man United fans.
Wouldn't have liked it at all.
Some Man United fans I know were absolutely going mental. You saw shirts getting burnt on the line.
Well, that's just ridiculous, but, you know...
It was ridiculous, yeah.
It was ridiculous. But, you know... Yeah, I wouldn't have been happy with it, but thankfully it didn't happen. Now the stories that are going around are that the City wanted him. They were in the process of agreeing a deal, and then overnight on the Thursday into the Friday, Sir Alex Ferguson, Rio Ferdinand, some other United players got involved and basically said to him, "You can't sign for City after playing for United." And then at about 10 o'clock on the Friday morning, Rio Ferdinand tweeted a picture of that Leonardo DiCaprio meme from Django Unchained with the drink where he's looking all smug. And then everybody was like, oh, what's this all about then? And then within 2 hours, the Juventus coach had said he was leaving. Pep Guardiola came out and said that they weren't signing him. They decided against signing him. And Solskjaer had come out in his press conference and saying, we'd love to sign him. 3 hours later, it was announced. Now, that leads me to believe that because it was done so quickly, it wasn't just done in a day.
I don't know.
I don't believe the way United work with transfers, I don't believe for a second that that was only being talked about on Friday and they'd agreed a contract and all everything done in 2 hours. Don't believe it.
What you hear about is you hear that it's... they got offered him at the start of the window, didn't they?
Apparently.
And they said, no, we've got our priorities to get done first. And then, obviously, he's still there on deadline day. And, day before deadline day. And it kind of got done. So,
I mean, yeah. He guarantees you goals, doesn't he?
Yeah, it does.
Centre forward now. He's not the winger that left United in...
No, he's a complete different player.
2010. But he's going to guarantee you goals. And... he's going to lift everybody around him. And I genuinely believe this lifts... I mean, look, we've got a massive hole in midfield still that we still haven't kind of filled that gap. But this pushes us closer to the title race, in my opinion. And when we're in a three-way fight now for the title with City and Chelsea, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I'll probably agree with that. I think he does... he's not the same player he was. I think we saw that in the Euros where we kind of saw... he wouldn't take on a person and beat them like one-on-one with sheer pace, but it's just his presence inside the box is still incredible. His amount, how much of an athlete he actually is. Yeah, yes, and I'd say there were some penalties in that in the Euros, but that's another thing. But no, he's still a presence. He'll still take attention from other players, and it will allow others to shine like Sancho. You could find a lot more room because Ronaldo's on the pitch.
It also takes a lot of pressure off Sancho in some way, because he's a £75 million player who hasn't had a great start, but the focus isn't going to be on him anymore.
No, it's not. No.
So,
So,
personally, for me, I can't wait for 3 o'clock tomorrow. I will find a stream of that game somewhere and watch that. I'm very, very happy and excited about that.
It's so different to like American where they can flex games out. Like I'm sure if this was all announced before the TV schedule done, this game would have been flexed straight into Sunday afternoon four o'clock.
Yeah, all the Saturday evening one. All the Saturday evening one. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been done, but. Yeah, free. No one's going to be able to watch it legally in the UK.
In the UK, yeah. I know, it's mad, isn't it? It's absolutely mad.
I remember when a legend re-signs for you. I was at the Arsenal versus Leeds game in the FA Cup where Henry came back. He was only on loan for 2 or 3 months that he came back for. But
scored, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored on his debut. He came off the bench and scored the winner against Leeds in the FA Cup. That was mental. It's still probably, if you talk to Arsenal fans, since we moved to the Emirates, one of the highlights of being in that stadium.
When he came back and scored,
That goal's up there. Fantastic. So, yeah, United fans are going to enjoy it.
Assuming Ronaldo starts, he will score tomorrow.
I've put him straight into my dream team.
Yeah, so I'm going to change my team today and I'm going to do very much the same. That's enough about Ronaldo. You mentioned it. You might as well touch on it very, very briefly. Arsenal made a late foray into the transfer market on deadline day, signing a player that nearly signed for Tottenham earlier on in the transfer window.
Yeah, it's happened before. A lot of Premier League clubs almost go with each other and look at different players. But Tomiyasu coming in from Italy. He's a right back. We needed a right back. It's kind of a tick in the box. Do I think he's going to be good enough?
Time will tell.
Only time will tell. He fits the age profile that we've been shopping in this window. He looks like he's versatile. He can play as a centre-back as well. He plays very inverted as a full-back. And that's what Arteta seems to want. He wants his right backs to be inverted, like the Man City system. There's this graph going around showing the most inverted fullbacks in Europe's top five leagues, and I think he was only in the, no. Well, that's Benjamin Mendy, that is, but it's completely threw me off there. And he's up there with one of the most inverted fullbacks in Europe. So yeah, we'll give it a go. We'll see what happens. But it wouldn't be surprise me if we're in the market for another right back in the summer.
Yeah.
but he can play as a centre back as well in a back three. What I could potentially see us doing. All I'll say on our transfer business is that they're all 22, 23 year olds, and they're not, and basically they're not tied to one manager. Other coaches will be able to come in potentially and work with these players if need be.
Okay. Is that a hint to what you think might happen before Christmas?
In 6 games time, we'll see what happens. Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll discuss that more over the coming weeks.
Yeah.
In terms of transfer deadline day, there wasn't a huge amount of business that went on. Chelsea signing Saul Niguez in midfield was a big deal that went through. I'm struggling to think of too many more. Tottenham signed Emerson from Barcelona.
That was a weird one because obviously he signed from Real Betis earlier on in the window. It's a bit of like an NBA sign and sell straight away.
Yeah, it was a bit of a strange one. But
so he signed for free and then he got sold.
Yeah, but it's weird. It's very just, weird. It was a fairly quiet window because a lot of teams got their business done quite early this year, which is unusual, very unusual. So rather than do our 90 minutes in 90 seconds for each game, because it's been 2 weeks since the last round of games, we'll just do a quick rattle through of the games from game week 3. The first game of the weekend, Ben, was the game that you were at for 40 minutes?
No.
Did you make half time?
Yes, I did.
Did you? I thought you'd left before half time.
No. We made about 55, 60.
Right, okay. So for those that don't know, Ben made a trip by train to Manchester from London to watch Arsenal play and left early.
Yeah, found a pub and had a few drinks and then went home. It was one of the most impressive days of my life.
Give us your quick thoughts on it. You know, I don't think we need to do a full-on post-mortem.
When you saw the lineup, and it looked horrendous. It was gonna. We all play such a big part team, but there was no desire. They went down so easily, and it really started to make me question. Like, I had a go at Arteta for not going for a back five against a back three or back five against Chelsea. I said you need to help your players set up and win. You know, get the set up correctly. Going to City. We said he had to go to that back three or back five. Yep. He did that. Fantastic. But then he's playing people like, say, Kolasinac, who we're trying to terminate his contract at centre-half, out of position. You're playing Cedric, basically, the back line was an absolute disgrace, and that's the picking of the personnel. Yes, we do have injuries and people out, but it's just long, long neglect that you've seen in that position. And, It was horrendous. Man City played us off the park, and we'll see what happens.
Just quickly talk about Granit Xhaka.
Oh, he's a useless prick as well, isn't he?
okay, that's it. That's all we need. I don't need any more, thanks.
Yeah,
I mean, look, it was a silly tackle, and it was almost as if he decided, hang on a minute, we're getting a trounce in here. I don't want to have any part to do with this.
Yes, cowardly.
I'm going to get myself sent off so I can...
And the best thing is, he's suspended for 3 games now. It's the best thing for an Arsenal fan because hopefully Sambi Lokonga can come in, Thomas Partey's back this weekend, and then they can form a good partnership. And then Shaq will never be back in his team because no Arsenal fan wants that.
As you can tell, Ben was really happy with his trip to Manchester.
Fucking awful.
So, next game, Villa-Brentford 1-1. Again, Brentford hard to beat.
It's going to be like that this week. It was this season, isn't it, Brentford? They are going to be hard to beat. And I think, we'll see with Villa because they're going to be missing a few players this weekend. So,
I'm not convinced that the players that have travelled... Let's talk about now. You've mentioned it. So, Argentinian players who were selected for the squads, but the Premier League clubs refused to release players.
Yeah.
Because they were going to countries that are on the
government red list.
Government red list, which meant that they would have to quarantine for 10 days on return. Now, there are... Villa and Spurs were the two clubs that actually released players for it. But then United, Liverpool, Trying to think who else. I know it affects United and Liverpool. I'm sure there's another team it affects as well. Didn't release players.
Tottenham?
No, Tottenham did. But they didn't release they did, yeah. They didn't release the players. So Fred at United, then you've got Alisson, Fabio and Firmino at Liverpool.
Yeah.
They didn't travel to Brazil. So the Brazilian FA then decided that they were going to invoke the five-day ban rule, which means if you're selected for a squad and your club won't let you travel for 5 days after the international break, those players are not allowed to be selected for their clubs. So until next Wednesday, none of those players can play for their clubs. Now, I saw an interview with Jurgen Klopp on Sky Sports News earlier on where he said it's still being discussed and the final decision hasn't been made yet. So they may be available.
I thought it'd be made by midday today.
No, I don't think so.
I thought that was the cut off. Midday Friday's a cut off for.
Well, it's only just gone past midday, hasn't it? So here,
yeah.
So we're recording this at 1:20 in the afternoon, so we'll see. But you know, I mean, it's just a joke. I mean, what happened in the Brazil Argentina game was just crazy.
Makes me think, like, the whole thing of COVID as well. I think COVID is being used as political stick so much these days. And I think you saw that in the Brazil-Argentina game.
Yeah.
It's another COVID blitz.
They didn't need that to happen whilst the players were on the pitch. That could have been dealt with before.
Like, you've seen just today in England, you've seen the cricket being cancelled.
Well, yeah.
That's political stick, that is, because of the IPL.
Yes, that's entirely the BCCI not wanting the IPL players to potentially get COVID and miss the start of their tournament. So
exactly.
So I know this is a football podcast, but they should be made to forfeit that test match and it finishes 2-2 because all the players tested negative. None of the players are positive. They could have played that game, but they've looked at the calendar and thought the IPL starts. If one of our players gets COVID now, they're not. Like Virat Kohli, for instance, if he gets COVID, he's not going to be able to play for the first three games of the IPL. And they've put their money over a test match. And they should be made to forfeit. Anyway, that's gone off on a tangent there. But they should be made to forfeit.
That's what I'm just saying. COVID is becoming political.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't a political podcast.
No.
So,
no.
It was ridiculous what's happened. And we'll see whether the players from Brazil are going to be able to play this weekend. For United's point of view, if Fred misses the game, I'm not so bothered if I'm going to
Does that finally mean that Donny van der Beek's going to play?
Well, I frigging hope so.
Jesus Christ. I hope he plays.
I frigging hope
I really
so.
Like him as a player.
Well, I would like him as a player if I'd actually seen him play for United.
I get that, but I really liked him as a player at Ajax.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. So Villa-Brentford, tight game. Good result again. Brentford, difficult to beat. Brighton 0, Everton 2. I think that's a good win for Everton, going down there and winning.
Yeah, I think Everton are looking solid and well coached, like you'd expect as from a they Benitez would, team. Yeah,
exactly, which is why I mean, I know quite a few Everton fans, and they were raging when Benitez was given the job. And I was like, he's going to sort you out. You're going to be hard to beat, right? It won't be the greatest football to watch. And I know he used to manage Liverpool, but he's a good coach.
Oh yeah,
and he sets teams up well.
Exactly.
So exactly. You know, that Everton are going to be 7th, 8th. They're going to be around you in the league this year. Because eventually you'll sort it out, I think. And they'll end up where you are. Newcastle 2, Southampton 2. Ending of this game was bonkers.
It was a bit mad, wasn't it?
So Newcastle scored what, in the 93rd minute?
To equalise, yeah.
No, Newcastle scored in the 93rd minute. And then Southampton got a penalty in the 97th, wasn't it?
Was it 97th?
Yeah, it was dead late. 96th or 97th minute when Southampton got that. But those are the games that Newcastle need to win. Newcastle need to be beating Southampton at home.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's big point for Southampton as well. It was 91st and 96th minute.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I knew there were the two goals.
Yeah. I thought it was 87th and 93rd or something. I think really hasn't been off that long.
No. That's really late. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, but entertaining game. Norwich 1, Leicester 2. Norwich are going down. I'm going to yeah. I'm calling it already. You know, and I don't say this like, you know, I'm not saying this to take the piss, but Norwich have got to be looking at this game this weekend that we'll preview shortly and thinking, we've got to win this game. Norwich have got to win this week. Norwich have got to get something from this game.
I think Norwich would be happy with a point from this weekend. We've got to win.
Yeah. But we'll come on to the preview for that when we get into that section there. But yeah, Leicester, you know, they're going to beat teams like Norwich. But good win for them. West Ham 2, Crystal Palace 2. This is probably the biggest shock result of the weekend. Did not expect Palace to get anything from West Ham, especially at the London Stadium.
Yeah, Palace and Patrick Vieira getting their first points on the board.
Yeah, it was the Chelsea loanee that scored both the goals, wasn't it?
Yeah, Conor Gallagher. He was on loan at West Brom last year. Tidy little player, plays in England under-21s. I think that is Palace, that lower middle Premier League. Yeah. It's his level. I think he's, it's good to pick up from Palace. Rick was surprised about that result, to be fair. It'll be interesting to see where Palace kick on from here and how West Ham react this weekend to that.
Yes, it will. Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. This was a good game until the sending off.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a sending off? Do you think it was a deliberate handball?
No, I think it was a yellow card and a penalty.
The ball deflected up off his knee. His arm went made it look as though he'd hit it out. I'm with you. I think it should have been a penalty, but I don't think it should have been a red card because I don't think it was deliberate.
Yeah, same. I completely agree with you on that one. And it kind of ruined the game. And I think Chelsea would have won that game.
Yeah.
11v11. If you said to Chelsea, you're going to go and play 45 minutes at Anfield with 10 men and come away with a draw, that's a result of champions, that is.
Yes, no, it is. It is. And, you know, I wasn't too hot on Chelsea before the start of the season, but I've watched every game of theirs this year. They're good.
They're very good.
They're good.
They're very, very good.
So on to Sunday. Burnley 1, Leeds 1.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of that, to be fair.
Yeah, it was...
Bamford scored and conned his way into an England call-up.
Yeah. No. Well, now he's had his chance. Hopefully, he won't get called up again.
There is a list of strikers I would have in that England team before Patrick Bamford.
Yeah.
Ollie Watkins, Danny Ings.
Yeah.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Harry Kane, Rashford, Greenwood. There's so many. I'm probably missing a few out.
He's down the list. For that, he did well, scored a few goals last season. I don't rate him personally.
No, I don't
rate him. But no, he's got off the mark for Leeds, and you know they've had a defeat and two draws so far. They need to turn those into wins.
And they've got a very hard game this weekend.
Liverpool, isn't it? Saturday.
Sunday.
Yes, it is Sunday. You're right. Yeah. Spurs 1, Watford 0. Spurs have just got to win. You know, they did their job in that game.
They're winning every game 1-0.
Yeah, you know. I forget 1-0. That they are top of the table, actually, aren't they? They're the only team with a 100% record so far.
Yeah, and they've won every game 1-0, isn't it?
They have won every game 1-0. Well, look, hey, if they carry on the way they're going, they're going to win the league.
Yeah, but let's remember. They went off like a house on fire last year under Mourinho, didn't they? And everyone's like, could Spurs... No. Mourinho's second season, can Spurs... No, don't get carried away. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we talked about this during the England game when we were texting on Wednesday night, and Harry Kane went over with a bad ankle, didn't he? So all it takes is... I mean, I think Son got injured this week. All it takes is a Harry Kane injury, and there is nobody to put the ball in the back of the net for Spurs.
Yeah,
they are quite thin on the ground in terms of a squad. So we'll see how they get on. Then the final game of the weekend was Wolves 0, Man United 1. Awful game. United were lucky to. Yeah, no, sorry. United. I was going through what I was going to say. United were lucky. Wolves played really well. Traore was just terrorising the United defence, but he couldn't.
He's got no end product.
No, that's it. He'd be one of the best players in the world if he had an end product.
He's got nothing in front of goal.
No. No, he hasn't. So yeah, but no, another Mason Greenwood goals, 3 goals in 3 games for him. You know, he's not. So this weekend I'd start him, Sancho, and Ronaldo as your front three. But we'll see what happens. But he deserves to keep his place because he scored in every game this season. But yeah, good win for United. Varane looked good on his debut.
We didn't say you lost. Dan James, didn't you?
I don't care.
No, don't care. Well, he looked like he was. I think he'll be a good signing for Leeds. I think
he'll be a great signing for Leeds. No, he will. He will. Look, I've got nothing against him. You know, he's always done a job and works hard. But you know,
I think he made that move too early in his career.
We upgraded this summer.
Yeah.
With Sancho.
Yeah, absolutely.
We upgraded this summer with Sancho. Not taking the Ronaldo thing out of it because it's not in the same position. We upgraded because of Sancho this year. So, you know, yeah, no. Leeds. He will do really well at Leeds. And you know, they nearly signed him a couple of years ago, didn't they? So,
yeah.
Right. This week's fixtures. There's only one game on Sunday this week. That's interesting. Anyway, right. This week's fixtures, let's go through them quickly. Palace v Tottenham.
I'm going to go for Palace win. You know I am.
I know you are. I just have to ask the question. Spurs are going to win 2-1. There you go. That's my prediction. Spurs will win 2-1. Now,
Vieira's got 100% record against Tottenham in his time in the Premier League.
Has he? Playing?
Yeah.
He never lost to Spurs.
Never lost to Spurs.
Did he draw?
Oh, I think he drew the game we won.
So it's not 100% record then, is it?
Sorry, he's never lost to Spurs.
There you go. Yeah, I think Spurs will win that game 2-1. Now, are you going tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
You are. Right. So, bottom of the table clash. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And I think you said it before. Must win for Arsenal. Must not lose for Norwich. I think you'll win.
Yeah, so do I. I think we're going to have 5 or 6 players, so 5 or 6 changes from that City game. What I think you might, there's his talk, you'll see Aaron Ramsdale coming in goal.
Okay.
And then you're going to have maybe Tomiyasu. You have a new right back there. I think it'd be Tomiyasu, or I reckon he'll play Ainsley Maitland-Niles there. You're going to have Ben White and Gabriel partnering them together for the first time this season. Ben White hasn't played since the opening day because of COVID.
Yeah.
You're going to have no Granit Xhaka. You're going to have Lekonga and Partey in midfield. Will be good. And then we're going to have the 3 behind Aubameyang. Hopefully it'll be Saka, Odegaard and Smith Rowe. So this is now Arteta's team. This is the team he built during the summer. Let's see.
Got to win.
You know, time to deliver now.
Got to win. Simple as that. And I think you will.
Yeah.
I think you will.
Yeah, I do. I think we win 3-0.
Yeah. Brentford v Brighton.
Oh, this is a hard one.
Draw.
I'm going draw. Yeah, I'll go. I'll sit on the fence.
Yeah, 1-1 draw there. Could be a good game, though, because Brentford go forward, but Brighton aren't shy of actually having a go as well. So, yeah, I think that'll be a pretty good game, that one. This is a game I'm surprised isn't on the telly this weekend. Leicester against Man City.
Is that a 3 o'clock Saturday?
That is a 3 o'clock Saturday kickoff, yes.
That's weird.
It is. I think that could be a draw.
So they're showing Palace Spurs over Leicester Man City?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So the televised games this weekend are Palace Spurs, Chelsea Villa, Leeds Liverpool and Everton Burnley.
What is wrong with the? Oh my god!
I know.
Leicester City.
I think that'll be a draw.
City win that. No, City will win that.
You reckon? Brendan Rodgers got a good record against Man City.
Yeah, I still think it'll be a City win.
Okay. Now another game that everybody who has a interesting TV channels and owning companies that show football on TV are gutted they didn't choose this one this weekend. Manchester United versus Newcastle. We don't need to talk about Ronaldo anymore because we've spoken about him already. Yeah, he will play, no doubt about that. United win comfortably.
Yeah, I agree. I think the atmosphere is going to be pretty electric at Old Trafford for it.
Callum Wilson's injured for Newcastle, so he's not playing.
So there goes their goal scorer.
Yeah, I think United win that fairly comfortably.
Yeah, 3-1, 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, around like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Southampton v West Ham. West Ham.
West Ham will win that. Wouldn't surprise me if it's a draw, though.
I think it's likely that that game will be a draw.
Also, Mikel Antonio is another striker I'd have ahead of Patrick Bamford.
Yeah, well, he's declared for Jamaica now, so you can't.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. That's like you saying you'd have Lionel Messi ahead of Patrick Bamford. It's the same, got the same chance of playing for England as Mikel Antonio does now.
Well, now he does. But before, Antonio was legend.
I'm only kidding, mate. I'm only kidding. Watford v Wolves.
Wolves. They'll get their first win of the season.
They need to score some goals because they're creating so many chances, but they're just not putting them away. So yeah.
It'll take time. Jimenez will get back into his stride.
Yeah,
I'm a horrible injury.
I'm with you. I think Wolves are going to get the win in that one. Chelsea v Villa.
Chelsea.
Home win.
Villa missing Buendia and Martinez, aren't they?
Potentially, yeah.
They're not in the country. They're not in the country.
Are they not in the country yet?
No, they're in a... where do I see the quotes? I think I saw the quotes.
Haven't they gone to Croatia or something to avoid...
Yes.
Quarantining or something.
Something like that. Where were the quotes that I saw from him, from Dean Smith, in his press conference today?
They've definitely flown to another European country.
Yeah,
haven't they?
Smith on Martinez and Buendia. They are back in a green zone country and are working hard to get ready for Everton next week.
Right. Okay. So,
they're not playing.
Even if they were playing, Villa were going to struggle in this game because Chelsea are so strong. I think Chelsea might win 3-0.
Yeah, I do as well.
Something
it's
like
it's
that.
It's at home.
So. Villa have got a lot of new signings that need to gel together, and they will get there. I think it's just been a bit of a tough start for them. Yeah. Leeds v Liverpool. Liverpool could be missing Alisson, Firmino, and Fabinho this week.
I still think the way Leeds play will fall into Liverpool's hands, a bit like how you dismantled them. I think it'll be 2-0, 2-0, 3-1.
Leeds. I think Liverpool will win, but it'll be close. I think Liverpool are really close. And then the final game of the weekend, which is on Monday night. Get ready for this one, exciting football fans. Everton v Burnley.
Oof. It's going to be a game full of crosses, isn't it?
Yes.
If you want to see the master art of crossing the ball.
Chris Wood and Dominic Calvert-Lewin are going to have a head off.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, Everton should win that game. Everton should win that game. They're at home. Benitez sets them up well. They're a better team than Burnley. Everton to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the preview over. Do you have anything else to cover before we wrap this up?
Prem's back. I said the whole thing with the Brazilian Argentina game was absolutely mad. Deadline day's all done now. The squads are set.
European football starts this week.
Does it?
For some.
Don't know. I don't know, do I?
No, that's what I was kind of saying. That's why.
Oh, so the draw's been made for the group stages and stuff already, has it?
Yeah. United are in the Champions League group with Villarreal, Young Boys, and... I can't remember what the other team was that were playing.
Atalanta.
Atalanta, that's the other team.
They're a good team, Atalanta.
Yeah. So, Champions League's back midweek. So, if that's it, we'll call it a day there.
Yeah, who else? Sorry, who else? I'm trying to think. Who has City got in their Champions League group? Is there any blockbuster Champions League group stage games?
Yeah, City are in the same group as Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, that'll be good.
Have you really not taken any notice of what's gone on because Arsenal aren't in Europe this year?
Yeah. I'm looking at the group stage now for the first time. So, Group A, Club Brugge, Man City, PSG, Leipzig. That's a good group.
Yeah.
Group B looks very good. Milan, Atletico Madrid, Liverpool and Porto.
Yeah.
Group C, meh, Ajax, Besiktas, Dortmund, Sporting, Lisbon. Group D, Inter Milan, Real Madrid, Shakhtar Donetsk, Sheriff. Who the fuck is Sheriff?
Albanian.
Okay. That's funny that they're called Sheriff as well. Group E, Barcelona, Bayern, Benfica, Kiev. There's two teams that are going to go through there. Your group, yeah, Atlanta, Villarreal, Young Boys. Group G, Lille, Salzburg, Sevilla, Wolfsburg. Oh, Chelsea versus Juventus in Group H.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some good groups there.
Yeah, so from that, I think you'll get Chelsea, Juve going through. I reckon you'll get Sevilla, Lille going through. I reckon you'll get Atalanta, Man United going through. Barcelona, Bayern, Inter, Real. Ajax, Dortmund. I think you'll get Milan and Atletico Madrid to go through and Liverpool drop out.
Bold claim, yeah.
It's one you like, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I necessarily agree, but yeah, I'll take it.
And then Man City, PSG to go through.
Yeah, no, I think so. But yeah.
Group B? It's going to be difficult. Yeah. Milan are going to be hard to beat at the San Siro.
Yeah. But yeah, Champions League football's back. When was the last time Arsenal didn't qualify for Europe, Ben?
I think it was 1995, 25 years ago.
Yeah, long time.
I can't remember. Yeah, this is my first time.
Not being in Europe this year is not going to be... It's going to help you, I think, a little bit.
I don't think we're missing anything in Europe apart from the revenue, to be fair. Yeah. With COVID and everything, travelling and... I don't think we're missing much, but it's what it is and... I'll aim for this year to get back in it for next year.
Yeah, well, we'll have a bit of a roundup on Champions League football on the next show.
Yeah, I will watch Champions League football. I completely have forgot it, the draw and everything, but I will watch it.
Cool. Is that it then?
That's it from me. Yeah, okay, Saints this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yes. Well, on the closing thing I'm about to do, we'll talk about that very briefly.
Also, just final thought. As a match-going fan, I know we've just slagged 3 o'clock kickoffs a lot, but as a match-day-going fan, 3 o'clock on a Saturday is just the best kickoff time.
But there's no reason why they can't televise those games.
But I think you're going to see a loophole soon with streaming services because you'll be able to stream those games. Yep. So in the future, I think they will all be shown on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can stream to your television.
So. I believe so.
Well, when's the next TV deal will come up? Is it
3 years?
Yeah, by then it will be streaming online.
Yeah, I think Amazon are going to have a big say in that next time, personally.
We'll see. All the Prem might go on their own.
Possibly. NFL Game Pass.
Yeah, they'll do their own thing. NBA, the NBA have got it. The MLB have got it. The NFL have got it. I can see the Premier League going. Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. Right then, so that's all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple free podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, which is back this weekend.
It is.
I mean, it's past midnight for us when we'll be recording it, but yeah, so after every Saints game in the NFL season, Ben hosts the 2-Point Conversion, where me and Ben and a couple of the guys over in the States hop on to discuss the game that we've just seen. Hopefully, we'll be discussing a win this weekend, but we'll see.
Yeah, all the hot takes.
Yes. Also, the main Dome Patrol podcast weekly show, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, which you're listening to now, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tigers Den with Scott. Follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitch for live streams. at twitch.tv/Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen the old fashioned way, go to domepatrolpodcast.com. Say goodbye, Ben.
See you later, Paul. Come on, you gooners. Season starts this weekend. We can forget the rest. It starts this weekend.
Come on, the canary. I'm fine, let Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said, slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music, I've got gorillas in a happy mood. Keep my groove on. It's the music that we found.